we had told, just to throw it out there, Afton Harpersville down with a couple of players there for injuries. So we're hoping to get through the second half clean. If there is another injury, this game might have to be called early. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully everybody stays healthy out there, but just throwing that out there. We've seen that actually a couple different times across Section 4 this year, and it just goes to show numbers are down on some of these teams, so it can be tough if you run into the injury bug. But let's cross that bridge when we get there. As Sydney is going to kick off here to start the second half, and Afton Harpersville will receive. Little squib kick right up the middle. Hornets will field it here at their own 30. Look to bring it out to the far side. We got a tackle now for the Sydney Warriors, and so Afton Harpersville will start on their own 31-yard line here for the start of the third quarter. So we'll, again, try to keep an eye on that Delhi-Tioga game. Last check we had as they start the second half there, Tioga still leading 14-7. And I did want to get you that Walton out-of-town score for you, so let me take a look here. It is 30-0, Walton over BG. They just start the third quarter there as well. So Waverly on top of Shenango Valley, 35-6, just an out-of-town score there. And Unitego Franklin leading UV 34-16. That game is up at the U tonight. Sikowski is directing traffic here at the line. You can really see he takes his time to make sure everybody is right where they need to be. Man in motion from right to left. They're going to hand it off and try to run up the middle, cross the 35 out to the 38. Corbin Cash on the tackle here for the Warriors. Gain of about 6 on the play here for the Hornets. Got 10:45 to go in this third quarter, and Sydney leading 22-0. And do have an injury here on the field for Afton Harpersville. We'll hope that he's able to pop up, as the training staff is out to take a look here. So let's take an injury timeout, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We're just waiting to get the official word here. It does look like this will be the end of the contest here with our score 22-0, Sydney over Afton Harpersville. We did say that, you know, they were down to the minimum on players. And so if there was going to be one more injury here, that Afton Harpersville would have to call the game early. So we're just going to hang out here. If this is truly the case, we will have our post-game show. We'll do the awards for you as well, of course. As we're just going to wait and see what happens here with this injury. Our score currently 22-0. So let's take a quick break. We'll hash things out here, and we'll see what's going to happen going forward. Again, Sydney leading Afton Harpersville 22-0 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham and Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Well, this is a WCDO first here, I would say. This did happen earlier in the year between Walton and Deposit Hancock. Very similar situation where one of the teams had to forfeit early because of injuries. Very similar thing here. So Afton-Harpersville, not enough players to keep playing because of the injuries. So we've called the game here in the third quarter with the score 22-0. So, you know, not exactly, I'm sure, what all the guys wanted out there. It's not what anybody wants. But in terms of safety, this is what you got to do, Sky.
Yeah, the rules are the rules. And I can tell you, you know, when you're on even the winning side, this isn't how you want to win a game. This isn't how you want a game to be won.
Exactly.
No one's happy about this result. You want to play, you know, and that's the thing.
Yep.
But as we said, the rules are the rules, and most importantly, you hope the guys that did get hurt are okay. You know, they're people, student athletes. That's the student part comes first, of course. So hope for the best for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it did start to add up. We saw two or three injuries in the first half, and with a lot of these 11-man teams, they're already on a skeleton crew. You're getting late in the season, and, you know, you have guys from previous weeks that have injuries. So if you're coming in with only, you know, four extra guys or something like that, you get down to that minimum, you go below that, and as you said, the rules are the rules. So you hate to see it, but it's unfortunate. So
and you can't, and then, you know, there's no way you can be like, well, we can, no, as soon as you go below the 16 guys,
yep,
there's just nothing you can do.
I hated to even say it to start the third quarter that we might have to end early because it was only two plays later that we had an injury.
Yep.
I was just hoping they could get through the second half, but, you know, it is what it is. So Sydney will win 22-0, but we still want to give our awards here because we did see some tremendous performances here so far tonight.
We did.
Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to go with Dylan Easton tonight from Sydney. Three touchdowns in the first half. He was tremendous. I thought he did a really nice job with those three TDs. He gets our offensive award.
He was the one that scored the only TDs in this game. So offensively, that's a pretty easy pick. But he was great again tonight. A lot for the Sydney team to build going forward as a sophomore, throwing, running, whole package.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to go with Hunter Smith from Afton-Harpersville. We said his name a lot in the first half. He was great up on the line and certainly deserves this award.
Said his name a lot, and defensively he was all over the field. As you said, we said his name a lot, which means he's in on every play. So for them, great performance for him.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We wanted to go with Lucas DeMott here. He was an animal tonight on both sides of the ball, certainly deserving of this award.
Yeah, as you said, both sides of the ball. He defensively, we saw him flying all over the field. Offensively, he had a very nice runs, a few catches, I believe, as well. So all-purpose, that's both sides of the ball right there.
So, again, our final score here tonight, 22-0. We only got a couple of plays into the third quarter before, you know, we were alerted at halftime that Afton-Harpersville was low on players. They had had a couple of injuries. They had an injury early in the third quarter, and the game had to be called. So this is the first time that I've done a game on CDO where it had to be called early, but there have been a couple others like it this year. So you hate to see it, but that is why we're wrapping up early here tonight.
Yeah, and you see the stretchers coming back out again. So this is unfortunate part of the game, and it does happen. And as I said before, I just really hope that the players that did get those injuries, especially the one that was already carted off and it looks like another one here, that they're okay.
Yeah, because, you know, they still have games to finish up the season. You hope that they're able to finish up those games going forward. And more importantly, you just want them all to be healthy and happy going forward for the rest of their seasons, whether they play basketball or wrestling or football, and just in general, you want everybody to get through football season and have fun and not run into those injuries. So
I'll tell you, when I was back in high school, and you get to like a twisted ankle or something like that, even going to school sucks after that.
Right.
Because I have to walk through school with this limp or on crutches. I mean, I was never luckily on crutches. I had to wait till college for that, but. Even that makes your regular everyday, you know, tougher.
Yes.
And not as fun. So, as I said, you hope for the best for those guys with all parts going forward. And hopefully, you know, as you said, not banged up for too long, whether it's more sports or whatever.
So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Of course, Craig Stevens as well, doing everything that he does to help us set up for these broadcasts. So we're ending a little early tonight, but certainly we got treated to a very fun first half. Sydney will win this contest 22-0, and we will have to end early because of Afton Harpersville injuries, so they'll forfeit the remainder of the game. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back here next week. It'll be Sydney hosting BG to wrap up the regular season before we head into the playoffs. So last check we had was still 14-7 Tioga over Delhi.
It was, and the Oneana update there, Sus Valley takes the opening kickoff back for a touchdown to start the third quarter.
Wow. I heard that Oneana quarterback and kind of jack-of-all-trades Caden Halstead was injured, too. But he's still trying to play. He's still trying to gut it out because he's stubborn like that. But so we'll hope that he's okay for Oneonta as well. So, again, our final score here, 22-0, ending early tonight because of injuries for Afton Harpersville. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We'll see you next week. Sydney and BG here in Sydney on CDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.